Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Gimel. We are 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis Toshma. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Reb Tzvi Betzalel Ben Reb Moshe Aaron. That's my grandfather, Reb Tzvi Betzalel Bornstein. His yard site was this week. For those that knew my grandfather, he spent his entire life being Oisik Betzarchei Tzibur Be'amuna. Specifically, the last several decades of his life in Shema Shabbos, in Borough Park. May today's daf and all our learning be tzchus and an aliyah for his neshama. So we're at the tail end of the sugya that discusses the halacha of achilas poyalim. Surprisingly, this sugya dragged on and on and on, in a good way, of course. In fact, it's already seven dafin where the Gemara is discussing this halacha of achilas poyalim. In fact, it's longer than the Agadata here in Perek Asoikas HaPoyalim. Either way, today's daf is the last leg. Now, we're in middle of an ibaya of the Gemara. The Gemara was discussing the lumdis of this chus that a poyal has to eat while he is doing malacha. And the Gemara had two tzadim how exactly we should perceive it. Poyal mishaloi hu oichel, oi mishal shamayim hu oichel. Do we view this chus as a benefit, as if it's part of his salary? It's something that he's entitled to because of the work that he's doing. It comes to him from the balabayas. So the balabayas has to pay a salary. In addition to that, he has to provide him certain benefits. These are biblically mandated benefits. But the point is, it's part and parcel of his salary. He earned this. Or do we look at it as a gift, Mishal Shamayim? Rashi says, it's almost like charity. It's almost like matnas anir. So the Torah says that an arman can take lakachikhum peya. The Torah says an arman can take peret and oilulis. The Torah says that on Shemitah, any person can go and take anything he wants from somebody else's field. The Torah says that a poil is allowed to take from the peros that he's working on. The Gemara said, l'may nafkemina. The nafkemina is whether or not the poil can divert the payros that he's entitled to his wife and to his children. If we look at it as part and parcel of his salary, this is his bonus, his compensation package, then if he wants to give it to someone else, it's something he would be entitled to do. If, however, it's mishamayim, so it could be he himself. The Torah said that if you're in a field and you want to take this food, this is something you'd be allowed to take. But to start doing geschäft with it and deciding that instead of me taking it, let somebody else take it, maybe that's not something you're able to do. The Gemara said, Toshma, 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 another Toshma, another Toshma. Today's daf is going to conclude with one final Toshma to see whether or not we can get to the bottom of this Shaila. Poyel, Mishal, oi hu oichel, oi Mishal Shamayim hu oichel, says the Gemara. Toshma from a Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph, a Mishnah that we're going to see again in the course of today's Daf. Koitzeitz Adam al Yidei Atzmai, al Yidei Pnoi Ubitai Hagdoilim, al Yidei Avdei Veshevchosei Hagdoilim, v'al Yidei Ishtoi. So a person has the right to be Koitzeitz. Rashi says, what does it mean to be Koitzeitz? He tells the person that he's working for that instead of you giving me payros, which is something I'm entitled to take, instead I want to cash out. I want money. So the payros that ordinarily I would be entitled to is worth $10 a day. Instead, I want you to give me an extra $10 on my paycheck. That's something you're allowed to do. And the Mishnah gets involved in a very nuanced way. It doesn't matter if you yourself are the one that's working, meaning koitzei tzadamai dei atzmoi, if you're the one doing the work, or whether it's your son or daughter that are gdoilim, meaning they're bar and bas mitzvah that are doing the work, if it's your eved or shivcha that are ready gdoilim that are doing the work, or if it's your wife that's doing the work. And the reason you could be koitzeitz in all of these cases is because they have das, them, the poilim themselves. Obviously, if you're doing it for yourself, you have das. But to the extent that you're not the one that's working, but rather it's one of the aforementioned that are working, being that they have das, so they can be moichel and they could sign off on this. But you can't make this arrangement, not if it's your son or daughter that are ktanim, they're not bar and bas mitzvah that are doing the work, or if it's your eved and your shivcha that are ktanim that are doing the work. Additionally, if it's your behema, you can't be masna to put a muzzle on the behema, and instead, you know, I want a little bit of extra money. Mipnei she'im behem das. And the reason is because they don't have das. Incidentally, the Rishonim say that mipnei she'im behem das is referring to Pnei Ubitei Aktanim and Avdei and Shifchasei Aktanim. That's not the reason for Behema. The reason you can't do this for Behema is because there's a Loisa saying the Torah of Loisachsim Shor Bedishna. And if you would make an arrangement to yes, be over Loisachsim Shor Bedishna, it's what we know as Masna, Masha Kasav HaTorah, that's of course not something you're allowed to do. So either way, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a person can make an arrangement with the Balabayas if he's doing the work, Pnei Ubitei Agdoilim, Avdei Shifchasei Agdoilim, Ishtoi, that instead of taking food, will take money. You can't make this arrangement if it's Bnei Yubita Yaktanim, if it's Avdei V'Shevchasa Yaktanim, or if it's Behema. So the Gemara says like this, the assumption is, and it's a very reasonable assumption, that this person, the father, the Odoi, is supporting his children. Why would you assume that? Because otherwise, who made him a Baldover Bechlal to engage in such a transaction? You're sitting with the Balabayas and you're making a deal for what he's going to pay your son. If your son's a gadol, if he's a bar mitzvah, so let him figure it out for himself. So the assumption is that he's probably supporting them. These are gedolim that are soim b'chal shulchan aviyam, etc., etc. So the Gemara says like this: Yeah, bishloim mishal shemayim moichel bishloim. If you're going to tell me that the schus achilas poilus mishamayim mishum hachi eni koytzeitz, then I understand why the halacha is that by the ktanim, the bnoi ubitai haktanim, and the avdei v'shevchasa haktanim, over there, the father, the adon, can't make this arrangement. But if you're going to tell me that the schus achilas peiros is mishaloi, it's part and parcel of the wages, so ktanim nami nokutzlohu. So why is it that if your children are ketanim, or if the Evan and the Shifcha are ketanim, the halach is you can't make this arrangement? Meaning, if we assume that the father's supporting, so what emerges then is, who's the balabas on this paycheck? It's the father. It's the other. If we assume that the schus achilas peiros is part of the wages, that it's his. So if it's his, then he should always have the ability to sign off on such an arrangement, and he shouldn't need anyone else to sign off. In other words, what you see from the Mishnah is that the only time the father, the Odin, can make this arrangement is if the Poyel actually signs off. If the Poyel doesn't sign off, you can't do it. And that's the svar of why it works by Gedolim, and it doesn't work for Ketanim. Like the Mishnah says, by Gedolim they have Das, by Ketanim they don't have Das. But the question is, why do you need their sign off? Why don't we say that being that you're supporting them, it belongs to you, and if it belongs to you, so as long as you sign off, you shouldn't need the pile to sign off. So the Gemara says, Bishloim, if you're going to tell me that schus achilas peiros is mishamayim. So if it's mishamayim, then it could be, although you're supporting them, but at the end of the day, that just means you're entitled to their paycheck, but it doesn't mean you're entitled to the benefits. But if it's mishaloi, it's part of the benefit package. It's part of the salary. That's the way we view it. So then whoever's entitled to the salary should be entitled to this. So the father, the odoin, is getting the salary because it's my lemezoinus. So even if the poil themselves are kitanim, but at the end of the day, you're balabas on the salary. You should be balabas on the schus achilas peiros. And if that's the case, you should get it. So the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, but it's talking about where the father actually was not supporting, where the other was not supporting, meaning, really, the peiros and the schus achilas peiros is mishaloi. And if the father's supporting, he's the balabas. And if that's the case, he can make any arrangement he wants. He could say, I want to cash out. And if that's the case, we wouldn't care if the poilim are gedolim or if the poilim are ketanim. The reason in this Mishnah we do care if they're ketanim or gedolim, the reason we need their sign off is because the father's not supporting. Because he's not supporting, so he's not a balabas b'chlal to make an arrangement like this. If he's not a balabas to make an arrangement like this, so then obviously you need the sign off of the poil. If the poil's a gadol, you have the sign off. If the poil's a katan, you don't have the sign off. But the Gemara says, "Ihochi bazay gedolim nami." So then I understand. And why does the father have the right to do this with the gedolim? So the Gemara says, "Gedolim yadav kamachli and a chenami." He needs them to sign off, and to the extent that they're moichon, they sign off. That
that's the only time you'll be able to do it. But the point is, don't bring me a raya from the fact that we're discriminating between gedolim and ketanim, that, oh, must be mishamayim loyim, it's mishaloy. I, if it's mishaloy, even if that ketanim, they can't sign off themselves, let him sign off. That would be the case if he was supporting them, but he's not supporting them. And because he's not supporting them, it's for that reason it's going to be different. But the Gemara follows up. And the Gemara says, Vatani Rabbi Hoshia, we have a braisa from Rabbi Hoshia that said the halacha of our Mishnah. But there's one difference, a very important difference. Again, Rav Hoshea is saying the same halacha of the Mishnah, that a person can go and he can make an arrangement, instead of me eating peiros, I want to cash out. You could do it if he's going to be the one working himself, ideish, if his wife that's going to be working. You can't do it if your behem is going to be working. You could do it if it's your son or daughter that agdailim. Not if tektanim. So far, so good, right? So far, it's literally verbatim. Be it in a little bit more of a convoluted way, but it's verbatim the mission. You could be koitznitz ayidei avdei v'shevchasei haktanim bein gedoylim, and here's the punchline, ubein ketanim, and ketanim. Now, what do you see from that last line, ubein ketanim? That Rav Hoshea was choylek with the tan of our Mishnah. He held that the Odoin could make this arrangement for Avdei v'shevchasei haktanim, right? Everything is the same in Rav Hoshea's Braisa as is in the Mishnah. The only difference is whether or not the Odin can make this arrangement. He can be koitzetz when it comes to Avdei v'shevchasei haktanim. So the Gemara says like this. There's obviously a machlokes over here. My love, idi v'idi b'may lehem mezoinis. It's mistaber, says the Gemara, that side the Mishnah and side the Braisa talking about where the father with the Odin are supporting. Now Tosfos speaks out that even though we just said a second ago that there's no hechrich that the Mishnah is talking about b'may lehem mezoinis, even though the Savrua right in the beginning of the Gemara was that that is the case, but the Gemara was like it, but the Gemara is revisiting it. Because once we see that there's a stira, there's a machloikas between a Mishnah and a Braisa, it's forcing us to revisit this. So the Gemara says like this, my love, it's mistaba that tonight the Mishnah side the Braisa are talking about where the father, the Adain, is supporting. So what's the machloikas whether or not the Adain can make this arrangement for Avdai Bishop Chaseyaktan and Mubahakam? This must be the machloikas. The Mar Savar, Mishaloi. Who Eichel. Rav Hoshea holds Mishaloi Hu Eichel. And being that he's supporting, see, he's the Baal HaBas. And being that he's the Baal HaBas, so even though they're Ktanim, it doesn't matter. He can still make this arrangement. Umar Sovet, Mishal Shamayim Hu Eichel. Whereas the Tana, the Mishnah holds Mishal Shamayim Hu Eichel. Being that Mishal Shamayim Hu Eichel, even though he's Maile Lehem Mezoinis, at the end of the day, it belongs to them. They're Ktanim, they can't be Meichel. And it's for that reason it's not going to work. So the Gemara says maybe Ari Baya is really the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Mishnah and the Brais. But the Gemara says lie. It's not muchach that's pshat. Could be that's pshat. In fact, at the very, very end of this Gemara, the Gemara is going to say, that is the pshat. So we're going to come full circle. But it's not muchach, says the Gemara. Why? Because I could tell you, the kuli amma mishaloi yoichel. Really, side the Mishnah, side the Braisna holds that mishaloi yoichel. Now, if mishaloi yoichel, and it's mayla and mezoinus, then you should always be able to do it, bibnoi, the avdei v'shevchasei haktanim, loikasha, the where you reconcile the Mishnah and the Brice is not even a machloikis. Kam b'she in ma'ilah ha-mezoinis, u Brice ne b'ma'ilah ha-mezoinis. The Mishnah is talking about where is in ma'ilah ha-mezoinis. Being that is in ma'ilah ha-mezoinis, like we said earlier, it's for that reason it only works for gedolim, it doesn't work for ketanim. Meaning, although mishaloi, but that's only if you're actually supporting. That's when you're entitled. That's when you get the paycheck. But to the extent that you're not supporting, so then you're not going to get the paycheck. You'll need them to sign off. Gedolim can sign off. Ketanim can't sign off. Ubraisa, whereas Avoshin is Braisa, but Ma'ilam Mezoinis is talking about with Ma'ilam Mezoinis. It's mishaloi. Oichel. And therefore, even though they're ketanim, still you're going to be entitled. What's the obvious question? If you're holding cheshbon, the Gemara is about to ask it. But my oikimta, my lemezoinus. How did we just explain Rav Hoshea? We explained Rav Hoshea, it's talking about where it's my lemezoinus, mishaloi hu oichel, and therefore you're balabas, not only on the gedolim, even on the ketanim, but therefore you can be koitzes for avle v'shev chasei haktanim. But the Gemara is kashal yochai v'azoi ketanim, nami nokut slohu. So then why is it only avle v'shev chasei haktanim? It should be b'noi ubita yaktanim as well. Right, Rav Hoshea is only choylik with the tana, the Mishnah as it relates to avle v'shev chasei, but as it relates to b'noi ubita, he's masking. Why is he masking? Because they can't sign off. off. If it's Maila Mezoinis and it's Mishaloya Oichel, they don't have to sign off. You're the Balabas. So the Gemara says, Tzarayu Dubnoyu Bita Yaktanim Loizachale Rachmano. That although it's true when you're Maila Mezoinis for Bnoyu Bita Yaktanim, even for Gdoilim, you're a shtickle of Balabas, but at the same time, it's only for Schosim, but not to be Mitzayah them. As opposed to Avdei V'Shev Chosoi, then you can be Mitzayah them as well. And that's why, even in Rav Hoshia's world, where it's Mishaloi and it's Maila Mezoinis, the only time you can make this arrangement that, you know what, I just want a bigger paycheck, starve my Eved Shivcha. Yeah, that you could do over there, because you're Balabas even on the Tzah. But as it relates to Benoyu Bita, that already not going to be Balabas. So either way, so first the Gemara thought that what's the machlokes over here between the Tana Mishnah and Rav Hoshia is a Mishaloi and Mishal Shammai. The Gemara says, I'll tell you, everybody holds that it's Mishaloi. What then is the machlokes? It really is no machlokes. Can the She'en Ma'ilah Mezoinis? Can Bishamaila Mazinus. The Mishnah is talking about where he's not supporting. If he's not supporting, so therefore it could be Mishaloi from today till tomorrow, but it's not your paycheck, it's their paycheck. The only time then your arrangement would work is if they're Meichel. Gedolim can be Meichel, Tan can't be Meichel. That's the halacha in the Mishnah. The Braisa is talking about where you are supporting. If you're supporting, you're Balabas. That's why it works for Gedolim, it works even for Ktanim, but even by Ktanim, it only works for Avdev Shevchasi, not Bnoyu Bita. And the reason is because even though you're Bailim, but you're Bailim as it relates to Bnoyu Bita for any schar that would be coming their way. You could be Meinea Revach from them, but you can't be Matzari them, as opposed to Avdev Shechasa, and that's where that distinction is. So the Gemara said, Maya came to the Masnisa Bisha'im Maila Mazayas. So it came out of Cheshman that the Mishnah is talking about Bisha'im Maila Mazayas, right? Focus on the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds Mishaloi. The only reason by Ketanim it doesn't work is because it's talking about we are not supporting. So the Gemara says, Honey, Chlamandama, Einar Ab Yachaloim, Le'evedas, Eime Vein, Zoin, Chashapir. That's good according to the Mandama throughout Shas. I look at the Messiah says, "Ask Subis Gittim Bavakama." That's all good according to the Mandama that holds that an Adon does not have a right to tell his Eved, "I want you to work for me, and I'm not going to support you." That's good. Why? Because in that case, by Abdei V'Shev Chasei Yaktanim, in the event that you're not supporting, so now it's not yours. So even though Mishaloi Yoichel, you're not a Balabas. But according to the Mandama that holds that you're always Balabas on your Eved and your Shivcha, so then if Mishaloi Yoichel, who cares you're not supporting? You're making it a Kimta that it's talking about you're not supporting them? You don't have to support them. You're Balabas anyway. So the Gemara says, Eli, you're right. Meaning, if you're going to be doicha and you're going to say that the svara of the machloikus in the Mishnah and the Braisa is not Mishaloi Mishal Shamayim, you'll have to be doicha in another way. The way you'll be doicha is like this, that everybody holds that Mishaloi Yoich, and everyone's going Bishnein Maila Lehem Mezoinis. Okay, what then is the machloikus? So, B'ha Pligi, this is the machloikus. The Mar Savar Yochel, Yochel Wab. Yachal harav loymer le'eved asay imi ve'ene zaincha u'mar saver ena yachal, and he holds you can't. Meaning the Tana, the Mishnah holds that the rav can't say asay imi ve'ene zaincha. Therefore, b'she'im ma'ila mezoynes, even though b'shaloi yoichal it's not yours. Therefore, you'd have to have sign off from the pile. Can't sign off. Therefore, even the eved v'shivcha. The halacha is you won't be able to be kaitzes. Whereas Rav Oishia holds Mishaloyu Oichel Taka in Maila Mezoinis, but Yachal Rav Loim Elevet Asayim Evein Ezoincha. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, that will be what's going on here. It is a machloikis, right? In this pshat, it's a machloikis, but the machloikis is not Mishaloyu Mishal Shamayim. The machloikis is whether Yachal Rav or whether in Yochel Rav. But the Gemara has a Gishmak of follow-up. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amma Yochel Rav. Rabbi Yochanan, whose sheet is in Shas, that Yochel HaRav Loimer Le'evet. I say, Imi Ve'eno Zoncha. What emerges then is that he paskin, like Rav Hoshia's Braisa, and not like our Stam Mishnah. Right? We know Rabbi Yochanan holds Allah like Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Shavik Masnisin, that's the Oimik. The Ovid Ke Braisa, would he let the Mishnah go and paskin like the Braisa? What does this Mishnah and this Braisa have to do with Yochel Rav Loimar? We just explained it in the third Hezbra of the Gemara of what's going on here in this Machlekes. So it comes out Rabbi Yochanan's Shita throughout Shas. Is the Braisa not the Mishnah? That's a little bit problematic. So the Gemara says, if we're going to be Doicha, and we're going to say that the Machlekes is not Mishaloi Yoichel, Mishal Shamayim Yoichel, we're going to have to be Doicha in another way. We tried being Doicha that everybody holds Mishaloi. Yeah, Maila Mezoinis, not Maila Mezoinis, we had a problem with that, because it doesn't stim with the Mandama that holds Yachal Rav Loim 11. Maybe the Machlokes is goofy whether Yachal Rav Loim 11 doesn't work in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, so we're still a little bit in Bakvein. So if that's the case, if we're going to be Doicha, we're going to have to take another route. So the Gemara does that. The Gemara does 180 degrees. The Gemara says, maybe we'll be Doicha Faket. We're going to say that everybody holds Mishal Shomayim Uaychel. Okay, if that's the case, V'loim Matzi Katzitz,
then you can't be koitzitz. If that's the case, what's pshat in the braisa, right? What's pshat in the braisa of Rav Hoshea that says for avdei v'shevchasei aktanim you could be koitzitz? If you're balabuz, okay, you could be koitzitz. But you're telling me now it's for sure mishal shamayim, which means that for sure you would need a sign off. And if you would for sure need a sign off, a katan can't sign off. Says the Gemara, tayyoh chedesh umay koitzitz. You want to know what the word koitzitz means? Koitzitz means something completely different. Koitzitz that Rav Hoshea said, right, Loshana Gemara, umay koitzitz, the Amir Rav Hoshea, mizoynos. So what does that mean? Let's see Rashi. It's the fourth wide line. Umay koitzitz to Rav Hoshea mizoynos. Sheyitin lehem mizoynos meikara harbe, shlo yuchlu lecho meno anofim. What he's saying is that if the Odlin and the Baal Bayis want, they can make an arrangement. And this is actually the Baal Bayis making an arrangement with the Odlin. He says, listen, I'll hire your Evan and your Shifcha, but here's the deal, feed him. Okay, serve him a big breakfast. It's like this, he's not going to want any lunch. And that, Rav Hoshea said, if you want to do, you're left. He's not talking about the same thing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about one thing. Rav Hoshea is talking about something else. My koitz is dumb, Rav Hoshea. It's not make this arrangement. There's no way to make that arrangement work. But the point is that it's a whole different arrangement. It's an arrangement, feed him a little bit better. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, the kavase gabi behemtoi teven nakutzla. Rav Hoshea said, you can't do this for behema. Now, Rav Hoshea is not talking about the same thing that the Tana Mishnah is talking about. What's Rav Hoshea talking about? Just feed him a big breakfast with a shor. You can't feed him a big breakfast. Even though there's a lava loisachsim shor b'dishoy, that just means you can't put a muzzle. But if you feed him a lot before he goes l'dishoy, that's something you're allowed to do. In fact, we had it before in the sugyas. So why shouldn't you be able to do that? Tosfos says, top tois on the yom, but the Gemara could have also asked from b'nayu bita yaktanim, right? The Gemara could have asked other kashas. But the bottom line is, that's not going to shtim. Ella says the Gemara, you have no choice but to come full circle and you have to say, b'hokom iflagi, you're right. The machloikis between the Mishnah and the Braisa is what we thought it meant in the beginning, and that is the mar sovar mi shaloi hu oichel. That is what Rav Hoshea holds. Umar sovar mi shel shamayim hu oichel. That is what the Tana of the Mishnah holds. So really, if you do a sikum, there were four different ways to try to make sense of this contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What was the contradiction? It was mamish in a nuance. The nuance was this halacha that the Odin, the father, could be koitzitz with the Baal HaBayis on behalf of his children on behalf of his avodim. Don't feed them lunch, just give them a little bit more money. I'm taking the money. So just give them a little bit more money, right? So the shayla was, could you do it for an eved and a shivcha that's ketanim, or could you not do it for eved and a shivcha that's ketanim? In the Mishnah was mavur that you cannot. Rav Hoshea was mavur, you could. The Gemara said maybe what's at play over here is mishaloi oichel, mishishamayim oichel. Could be there's no machlokes at all. Everybody holds mishaloi. One's talking about the maila mezainis, one's not maila mezainis. Then the Gemara threw in another big machlokes, even a bigger machlokes than mishaloi oichel, mishishamayim oichel. Certainly comes up in more places. And that is yachal rab loim elevet asei mivein ezoincha, or ein yachal rab loim asei mivein ezoincha. Then the Gemara said maybe it's semantics over here. Maybe the koitzes of Rav Hoshea is not even the same koitzes as the chachamim limaskana. Full circle to yesterday's daf. There was an ibayim mishaloi or mishal shamayim. What's the bottom line? Toshma. Bottom line is it's machlekes. Stam mishnah is mavur mishal shamayim oichel, and the brisa of Rav Hoshea is mavur that mishaloi hu oichel. Either way, we're about to learn a mishnah. The overwhelming majority of the mishnah that we're about to learn, we just learned this morning and saw in the Toshmas of yesterday's daf. So we're going to do what we do. The last line of the Mishnah is going to be a Dover Chadosh that we didn't see yet, and that is going to be the topic of the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. This might sound familiar. Koitzitz Adam al-yidei atzmoy, al-yidei b'noi u'bitei ha-gdoilim, al-yidei abdei v'shevchasei ha-gdoilim, al-yidei ishtoi, mibnei shi'esh behem das. Aval eine koitzitz al-yidei b'noi u'bitei ha-gtanim, v'loi al-yidei abdei v'shevchasei ha-gtanim, v'loi al-yidei behem toim, mibnei she'ein behem das. For a little bit more of a hesber, refers to the first 20 minutes of today's daf. Hasmeicher es ha-poyelim, another halach. If somebody hired poyelim lasois to do work, b'netter avoy shaloi, and the guy shows up to work and he sees that this whole field is netter avoy. He knows it's a faplonted digger sugi and chas. He also knows he can't eat, so what am I supposed to do now? So the halach is ha-reloi yoichlu. Just because you're a poyel doesn't mean you could eat, right? As if there would have been a havamina that achilas poyelim is doiche netter avoy. It's not. If you're in Yerushalayim, by the way, you'd be able to eat. But he's also chutzli Yerushalayim. It's another issue he has. Either way, what would be if the Baal HaBayis didn't tell this poyel when he hired him that I'm letting you know this field that you're going to be working on is going to be a full field of netter avoy? So then the halach is poyda. The Baal HaBayis has an obligation to be poyda. He has to redeem the netter avoy. Otherwise, it's going to be a mekach toys. So we saw in yesterday's daf, maybe it's only going to be a mechzik a mekach toys. Another halacha.
Nisparsu Igulov. What would be if somebody already had Igulei Devela? It was already Nigma Malachta, etc., etc. And then what he did got undone. Meaning you have to be Goyma the Malacha with the Devela again. Or Nisbatuch of Yosef. Somebody had sealed barrels of wine and then they got unsealed. So if there's a Poel now working on them, the Malach is he's not allowed to eat from them. And in the event that he didn't know this, meaning he thought he was going to be able to eat, but it turns out he can't. Right? Why can't he? Because the only time a Poel could eat from Talosh is if it was like Nigma Malachta yet. Then Maaser, you have to give Maaser. Machilon and feed them because otherwise it's going to be again either a Mekach Tois or it's going to be a Mechzik Mekach Tois. Okay, everything we saw we already learned by Ian. Here's the last line. Shoimrei Peiros. People that are watching Peiros, Oichlin, they're allowed to eat. So if somebody was hired to watch Peiros, he has the Schos Achilas Peiros. Mehilchos Medina Avalei Menatayr. But the Mishnah says it's only Mehilchos Medina. Interesting Lashon. Right? The Raises, the Rabbonans. Yeah, midivrei soifrins, yeah, bal nefesh yachmes. This is mehilchas medina. But the bottom line is, it's just based on civil law. Mehilchas medina, the halacha is this person's allowed to eat. Avalei min ha-toyer. In other words, din derabanan. It's not a din derayis. What's the last line of the Mishnah? Shoimrei peiros, oichla mehilchas medina, avalei min ha-toyer. So there's something about shoimrei peiros that really shouldn't allow them to eat midayis. However, mehilchas medina, they're allowed to eat. Says the Gemara, shoimrei peiros. Let's try and understand this a little bit better. Amar Rav said, loishan, the only time this was said is Alushem Yaganis Pradesin. It's talking about people that were watching gardens and they were watching orchards. Aval Shoim Regitois Varemois. But let's say somebody is watching bundles of tfuah. So then the Allah is Oichla Minatoira, they'd be allowed to eat Minatoir. This that the Mishnah says Shoim Repairs could only eat. Mehilchas Medina, it's talking about if you're Shoim Reganis or Pardesan. But if you're watching Gitais Varemois, then you'd be able to eat even Minatoir, says the Gemara. Rav must have been of the opinion that Meshamer Ka'isa Maisadam, that if somebody watches something, it's as if he's actually physically doing a malacha. Which means a Shoimer is no different than any pile. A Shoimer Peiris is like someone that was hired to harvest Peiris. Therefore, says Rav, Shoimer Gitais Va'aremos can be Oichem and Atayra. And the reason is because Gitais Va'aremos are Tlushin, it's Koidim Gmar Malacha, and if that's the case, that's the first Mishnah, that Pezayim. That's Hilchas Achilas Poilim 101, you'd be allowed to eat Menatayra. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Shoimrei Ganes Upardesin. And the reason that's a Chiddush, because when you're watching Ganes Upardesin, you're doing Melacha in Mechuber, and it's not Nigma Melachta, right? They're not harvesting the Ganes in Pardesin. Their Midday Rice, they shouldn't be able to eat. Kamash Melon, Mitzad Hilchas Medina, you are going to be allowed to eat. Vishmula, Mashmusa, Loshamah Gitas Varem. Shmusa is just the opposite. That Locha, the Mishnah is talking Dafka about Shoimrei Gitois. And it's then that you're not allowed to eat Minatayr, but you could eat Mitzad Hilchas Medina. I'll show you Guinness of Pradesim, but as it relates to Guinness of Pradesim, Einam, Oichlam, Loi Minatayr, Loi Hilchas Medina. You can't eat even not Midrabana. And the reason is Kosava, Kashmul's of the opinion, Meshamer Lav Ka'isa Maisadami. He holds that a Meshamer is Lav Ka'isa Maisadami, and because it's Lav Ka'isa Maisadami, so what emerges is that a Shoimer Be'etzim has no Schus Achilas Peiris at all Midday Raisa. And if that's the case, if the Mishnah says that Shoimer Peiris or Oichla Mehilchas Medina, so Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, or Tafasta Mo Tafasta, so will be Marba the smallest Chiddush. What's the smallest Chiddush? The smallest Chiddush is where at the very least you're working with Peiris Tlushin Shloi Nigmar Malachtai, which had you been doing a real Maisa Midday Raisa, you'd be able to eat. But to tell me that Shoimrei Peiris could eat, even if you're dealing with Mechuber, that's Loi Nigmar Malachtai, where you don't even have a precedent on a Day Raisa level, you should be able to eat Mehechatesi. Since Shmuel says just the opposite from Rav. I hold that when the Mishnah said Shoimrei Peiris, Oichem Luchas Medina, it means Dafka. It means Dafka, Gitais Varemois, where at the very least is a parallel Midday Raisa we'd be able to eat. So again, let's get this clear. So we have a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel had to learn a line in a Mishnah, right? Nothing new about that. That's half a shas. Shoimrei Peiros, Oichlam Mehilchas Medina, Avaloi Menatayr. According to Rav, the Mishnah is talking about Shoimrei Ganes of Pardes. Because if you're Shoimrei Gitais Varemus, you get Menatayr. Because it's Talish Achlein Nigma Malachtai. And Shoimer is Kaisem Aisadami. What then is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? That even if you're Shoimer, be Mechuber, Shloi Nigma Malachtai, you can eat Mehilchas Medina. According to Shmuel, no way. You're not Kenny in that case. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is where it's Talish and it's like Nigma Malachtai. I thought you could eat Minatayr. No, Shmuel holds that Shoim is Lav Kaisa Maisadami. So, Midday Rice, you can't eat. The Chiddush is that Mehilchas Medina, you're going to be allowed to eat. Rashi speaks out something very, very important. And that is, What emerges, if you think about it, then is what is really the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? It's not only regarding shomei gitos varemos. There's a very, very, very fundamental shaila over here, and that is, according to Rav, shomei ganes upardes and kirit mehilchas medina, even though it's mechuber tzlei nigma malachta. Which means up until now, we knew the halacha was that the only time a poel could eat is if it's gedule karka, and it's either mechuber where it's b'shas nigmar malacha, or it's tolush and it wasn't nigmar malachta yet. But we're saying now that shomer ganes upardesin could eat mehilchas medina. Ganes upardesin on mechuber, and it's not the shas nigmar malacha. If that's the case, says Rashi, every single time a poel is doing work on something that's mechuber, and it's not nigmar malachta yet, you're not holding mamish by harvesting, the halach is you'll be able to eat mehilchas medina. According to Shmuel, it's not true. The Mishnah never said that. The Mishnah said that in the event that you're a shomer, which ordinarily is lavka isa ma'isadam, you're dealing with tolish, actually nigmar malachta, and then you'll be able to eat mehilchas medina. So really, this one line, it's the last line of the sugya, by the way, and this one line is a huge line. It comes full circle with the first Mishnah. Because the first Mishnah said there's boxes you have to check off in order to have the schos achilas beris. What we're learning now is there's the din d'iraisa, and then there's the hilchas medina. It's a separate shulchan aruch. And in hilchas medina, likta chiddush, and the chiddush of hilchas medina is that in the event that it's mechuber, actually nigma malachtoi, although midairaisa you can't eat, but mehilchas medina you are going to be allowed to eat. It says the Gemara. We're going to be mefalfa a little bit. And the machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Masav Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna asked the kasha on Shmuel. Havashamer es haparo. The person that watched the parah aduma, matame begadim, his begadim became tame. So we know that all the people that engage in the parah aduma, their begadim became tame. This brisa says that even the person that had the job to watch the parah aduma, his clothing became tame. Now, if he amr if he tell me that mesham is lavka. Is a ma'isa dami? Whose shita was that? It was shita Shmuel. Amay metame begadim. You think anyone that does a ma'isa with the parah aduma, his begadim become tami? But if Mishnah is lavka, is a ma'isa dami? So why does begadim become tami? Amar Bar Ulas, Rab Bar Ulas said, gezera shema yazuzba. That it's a gezera. We're afraid that maybe he's going to be Yoz's Aver, he may touch one of the Avarim, he may move something, meaning Enchanami, the Meshamer himself is not doing a Maisa. But it's a Chashash that he may do a Maisa, and it's for that reason it's a little bit of an issue. Masa Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana has another Kasha. A Meshamer, Arba B'chomish Mikshois. If somebody's watching four or five Mikshois. So Rashi says, what a Mikshois? Shegidilin Bohen Kishuin. So these are cucumber patches. So we're familiar with the Shomer Kishuin. So these are four or five patches where you have these Kishuin. So the halach is, if you're watching for four or five people, when it comes to time to eat lunch, which you're allowed to eat, you shouldn't eat from one person. Rather, what you should do is you should divide it. Right? You should do some pro rata. But the point is, you shouldn't eat your entire lunch from one person's cucumber, says the Gemara. But if you're going to tell me like Shmuel that Mishnah is lavka isa ma'isadami, I'm my oichel. Why are you eating in the first place? Meaning, according to Rav, the Mishnah said shomer peiros oichlin means even shomer ganes upardes. Which means if you're a shomer kishuim, you're the infamous shomer kishuim, you'd be allowed to eat. But according to Shmuel, the shomer kishuim can eat. Why not? Because it's mechuber, it's not the shas gemar malacha. The only time a shomer could ever eat is when it's kitais varemus. Afraid to come on. Why are we even having this conversation? And this is a brisa, which is mefurish rav. It's not like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Amar avsimi barashi bakurim shano." It's talking about when somebody was watching cucumbers that were already pulled out of the ground. Akurim faked the Gemara. If that's the case, following nigmar malachta lemaiser, that it's nigmar malachta lemaiser, and viter, you're not allowed to eat because once it's nigmar malachta lemaiser, you can't eat any. Thing, regardless of what the malach is. So the Gemara says, Shalai nito pikis shalahem. Again, it's talking about you didn't take the pitam off or whatever exactly this pikis is, but the bottom line is he didn't remove that, and because he didn't remove that, so it's not nigma malachta yet. Says the Gemara, Amrav Ashi kavasi deshmul mestabra. I have a raya from the Mishnah, literally, the first Mishnah, literally coming full circle, teshit deshmul. This raya is a little bit of a hard raya. The Tanan, the Mishnah said like this, the elu oichle menatayr. Right, let's go back to the Mishnah on Pei Zayin Amaral. The elu oichle menatayr. Right, that's number one. B'shas gemar malacha, u'betolush min hakarka actually nigma malachta, u'bedavash gedulah min aretz. So the Rashi of the Mishnah says, right, there's these three boxes. It has to be gedulah min aretz, and then if it's mechuber, it has to be b'shas gemar malacha, and if it's tolush, it has to be actually nigma malachta. Ve'elush ein oichlin. The following can eat. Ha'oisna b'mechuber lekarka b'shash ein gemar malacha. It's the inverse, right? So you have the three boxes, we're yeah, and then you have the three, we're no. So Rav Ashi was mutching a little bit. And high level, what he's bothered by is, isn't the Sefer redundant, right? The Reish and the Sefer are saying the same thing, right? It's literally six of one, half a dozen of another. So why do we need the Sefer once we have the Reish? So that's what's driving Rav Ashi. Yeah. So the Mishnah said, says Rav Ashi, I want to be medayik from the Reish of the Mishnah, Mechlal, the Ikka, the Loi Ka'ochel Min HaTorah, it sounds a little bit like there is a situation where you can't eat Min HaTorah. I mean, the Mishnah says, Ve'elu Oichel Min HaTorah, that Vaistois is a situation where you can't eat Min HaTorah. However, Mi Hilchas Medina, you would be able to eat. Says Rav Ashi, but if that's the case, Eima Seifa. Take a look at the Seifa. The Elu She'ein Oichlin, the following are examples where you can't eat. My Eino Oichlin. What does Eino Oichlin there mean? Ile Eima She'ein Oichlin Min HaTorah Ela Mehilchas Medina doesn't mean that they can't eat Min HaTorah, but they can't eat Mehilchas Medina, Hainu Reisha. Then it would be redundant. It would be that this Diktok and the Reisha, the Diktok and the Seifa are saying the same thing. Again, Rav Ashi's bothered, the Reisha and the Seifa seem to be a little wordy. The Seifa is superfluous, right? So maybe there's a Diuk over here that's playing itself out, and that's where it's going to chop the nuance, and that's where we're going to see what Tosefes Chiddush there is in the Seifa versus the Reisha. But if the Diuk from the Reisha and the Diuk of the Seifa is going to get you to the same place, then Mayahanu, then you ended up exactly where you started. So if you're going to tell me that there's a Diuk to be had in the Reisha, the Elo Eichlam and HaTorah, this is just on a biblical level. But Mehilchas Medina, it could be that Lach is different. Incidentally, Rashi says, what would be different Mehilchas Medina? So Rashi says, I don't know, but maybe one of these three boxes won't have to be checked off, right? I'm not sure, Rashi says. But if there's a diik to be had in the Reisha, and the diik is the same in the Seifa, then we end up in the same place. So the Gemara says, El Alav, I think this is the way you have to learn the Mishnah. She'ein Oichlin, Loi Min HaTorah, V'loi Mehilchas Medina. When the Seifa says, the Elu She'ein Oichlin Min HaTorah, the Tosefes Chiddush of the Seifa is that I want you to know that if you can't meet this criteria, you can't eat not Midairaisa, that I already knew from the Reisha, and also not Midrabana, that I didn't know so clearly from the Reisha. And that's really what the Seifa is coming to say with a clerk act, that maybe I wouldn't have known from the Reisha. Let's just speak it out balpeh, because you have to go through the Achronim to really flesh out this Gemara a little bit better. But Frat Masha right here in the Gemara talks this through. There's a Masha on the Gemara, not a Rashi, not a Tosfos. It's on the Gemara that talks this through. But either way, says the Masha, so if that's the case, so it comes out really that when the Seif of the Mishnah says, you can't eat Min HaTorah, means not only Min HaTorah you can't eat, but Mehilchas Medina you also can't eat. What about the Reisha? Okay, so the Reisha is saying what it's saying. We don't really have any more so much the diig of what's the Seif coming to be Mechadish, because maybe the Seif is coming to Mechadish. Not only can you eat Min HaTorah, but you also can't eat Mehilchas Medina. But just to make it geschmacker, it could be in the Reisha, really, there is a little bit of a diig to be had. And there is a diik that the Elu Oichlam in HaTorah, but there is a time where you can eat Mehilchas Medina, but it's not one of these three cases. It's something else. How do I know it's not one of these three cases? Because that's the Seifa. What would be the something else? This last line of the last Mishnah that talks about this halacha. And that is Shomrei Peiros Oichlam Mehilchas Medina Avaloi Min HaTorah. But the point is that the Shomrei Peiros are not one of the three things mentioned in the Mishnah, which they are, according to Rav, but rather it's a Dovrit study, and that's what Rav Ashi meant when he said that the Mishnah, again, this is not such an easy raya, but the Mishnah is a little bit more meduyik like Shmuel than it is like Rav. Let's just read it inside. So if that's the case, El Alav, She'ein Oichel Loi Min HaTorah V'Loi Mehilchas Medina, that's the Sefer. Umay Niyu Oysa B'Mechuber B'Sha She'ein Gmar Melacha. And meaning, if you're oisav and mechuber b'shasha ingmar melacha, you would not be able to eat even Mehilchas Medina. The kol shekein shomer ganas u'paradeisan. Right? Why is that a kol shekein? The reason it's a kol shekein is because there's even a tzad to say that shomer is lavka oisav ma'isa dami. How? What then is the diik in the reisha? The diik in the reisha is what we just spoke out. The diik in the reisha is that shomrei peiros oichlam Mehilchas Medina. But what kind of shomrei peiros? Shomrei gitois va'areimois. Either way, what was the machloikis Rav and Shmuel? Just to make a little bit of a sikum, how do you learn this line in the Mishnah? Shem reperus oichlin mehilchas medina avolei min HaTorah. According to Rav, this halacha is a huge revolution in the whole sugya, and that is that even though we know b'mechuber you can only eat if it's b'shas k'mar melacha, but that's only me the oraisa, but me hilchas medina. Not that's what this line of Mishnah is coming to say. And if that's the case, when you learn the Mishnah again on daf pezayin amaraf, when you chazer it, what's going to emerge is ve'elo oichlam in atayra. But enochanami mehilchas medina, these halachas are not necessarily effect. According to Shmuel, it's not true. According to Shmuel, no one ever said that if it's mechuber it's like nigma malachti, allowed to eat, not min atayra and not mehilchas medina either. What's this halacha talking about? Gites varemus. Gites varemus is tallish actually nigma malachti. You can eat him in atayra because he holds meshamers lavka usa ma'isadami. And the Mishnah, Rav Ashi said, is grad a little bit more geschmack. Because if that's the case, then I understand the ratio of the Sefer. The Sefer of the Mishnah, the Elush Ein Oichel Min HaTorah, is coming to say, not Min HaTorah, and also not Mehilchas Medina. If there's a deek to be had from the ratio, you know what the deek is? It's the halach of Shem Reperis, Oichel Mehilchas Medina, which is not one of the three things that we even talked about in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is talking about someone that's an Oysa Maisa. This is an In Oysa Maisa. It stims because it is Tolish Achelay Nigma Malachtoy. Either way, the Mishnah, it has to be readdressed, and in Rav Ashi's world, it's a little geschmacker, kefi, the way Shmuel learns the sugyas versus the way Rav learns the sugyas, and believe it or not, Hadron Alach, the sugya of Achilas Poyalim, we now turn our attention to an Indian that, as we've said in the past, it always comes up when you're learning the Bavis, and that is the sugya of the Shoymer. So everyone knows the next parak we're about to learn, parak Hashoil, this is a parak that a lot of boys learn, Nachin Cheder, is a parak that deals with the halachas of the Dalet Shomrim. Really, the sugya of the Dalet Shomrim begins at the very end of Asoichas HaPoelim. It's the Mishnah we're about to learn right now. In fact, the Mishnah starts Arba Shomrim Heim. So anytime you learn Arba Shomrim, you need an introduction. It's always a Shiloh, the longer introduction, the shorter introduction. Today, for sure, the shorter introduction, because we already learned a lot, and we have some rate to get to as well. But super duper high level, what the Mishnah is about to say. I mean, really, the Mishnah is the introduction. But what the Mishnah is about to say is there's four types of Shomrim. There's a Shomer Chinam, there's a Shomer Socher, there's a Soicher, and there's a Shomer. Shomer Chinam will watch something for somebody else, and he's not getting paid. A Shomer Socher is somebody who's watching something for somebody else, he's getting paid to do it. A Soicher is someone that rents something, so he's a Shomer because he has a responsibility to watch it, but he also has Schusim in it, he's able to use it, he has some Ishtamshis in it. A Shoyel is someone that borrows something from somebody else. He's not paying for it, he's borrowing. The halachas are as follows. A Shomer Chinam has to watch, but he has to do a shmir p'chusa. He doesn't have to make himself too crazy. He just can't be p'she. As long as you're not negligent, that in of itself is going to be okay. A shomer socher has to watch a little bit more. He's getting paid, so t'murah zeh makes a lot of sense. You should have more responsibilities to watch it. He's chayiv in p'shia, obviously. He's also chayiv in gneiva v'avedas. If it gets stolen, if it gets lost, he's going to be responsible. If an oinus happens, he's going to be potter. A soicher, a renter, it's machlokes Remeir Rabbi Yehuda. It's also machlokes what Remeir holds and what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Whether a soicher is treated like a shomer chinam, whether a soicher is treated like a shomer socher, a shoyel kol hanosh aloi, he has all the benefits in the world. He can use it. He's not paying for it. And as a result, he's chayv in everything. He's even chayv in oitzen. One thing that we always speak out, that we should just speak out again now, because it's going to play itself out in today's daf, again, and that is the nekudas hachilik between the shomer chinam and the shomer socher always is whether you chayv gneiv v'aved. The shomer chinam is potting gneiv v'aved, the shomer socher is chayv gneiv v'aved. But really, if you understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, it's not yechayv, nishchayv. It's how much shmira do I have to do? A shomer chinam only has to do a shmira p'chusa. He has to watch a little bit, which means watch it enough that you're not negligent. As long as I do that, anything that happens beyond that, I'm going to be potter. Even if it's not an oinus, meaning even if there wasn't some drive-by where people in masks came with machine guns, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to be potter because I don't have to watch more than a shmira p'chusa. A shomer socher, because he's getting paid, he has to upgrade a shmira. He has to do what's known as a shmira mu'ula. He has to watch a better watching. Therefore, if it got stolen or got lost, we're going to assume that you didn't do your proper shmira, and as a result, you're going to be chayv. But really, the nafkamina between a shomer chinam and a shomer socher is going to be manifest in sugyas, not only as it relates to gneiva v'aveda. Anything that happens that's comparable to gneiva v'aveda in terms of, had I watched enough, I could have prevented it from happening, would be a nafkamina in the laws between the shomer chinam and the shomer socher. Either way, Zokta Mishnah. Arba shomer, the four shomerim, shomer chinam, v'ashoyel, noise, socher, v'asoicher. Shomer chinam, nishba laka. Shomer chinam swears about everything. Now, is that true? He just swears? You're shomer chinam? Just start swearing. No, he's not nishba on everything. What it means, shomer chinam, nishba laka, is anything that any one of the other shomerim
would be chaya for. If he wants, he could swear and be off the hook. So, for example, Hashem Besoch is chayv in Gnevi Aveda. Hashem Echinim is potter. But it doesn't mean he's just potter. What it means is swear that that's what happened. What we know is the Shavuos HaShayimim. Shayin Einmo. And then you'll be potter. Shayil is chayv in Oinsin. So, Hashem Echinim, if you tie na Oines, you nishba, you swear that an Oines happened. Vashayil, as it relates to a Shayil, Mishal Mazakal. He pays for everything. Right? You see the poetry in the Mishnah. Right? If you were going to lay out the laws of Dar Bas Shayim, is this the way you would say it? No. But there's poetry here. Shemichina Nishba Lakal. And with the Niggin, Vashayil Mishalim Esakal. The Noisne Sachar, Vahasaycher, as it relates to the Noisne Sachar, also known as the Shomer Sachar. Vahasaycher Nishban Ala Shvuyev Ala Mesa. They swear if it the Keli broke, or if it was taken into captivity, or if it died, meaning they swear on Oynes, Mishamas Aveda Vaz Agneva, but they chayev for, not Gneva Vaveda, but in the words of the Mishnah, on Aveda and Gneva. Either way, Zoktimar, not Tana, Abba Shoyman. Who is the Tana that says, Abba Shoyman, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Rameir, it's Rameir. Rameir is the one that holds for Shoyman. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, so after Rav Nachman said this, Rav told him, Ikka the Lesley, Abba Shoyman, but I didn't realize there's someone that holds no such thing as for Shoyman. Right, for Shoyman is a Metzias. It's not even a halacha. Amalei, he told him, Hachi Kamin Elcha. This is what I meant to say. Man Tana, Soicher, Kenos, Noises, Socher, Rameir. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah that holds that a noises, that a soicher is like a shomer soicher? The Rishonim say that with this edit, what Rav Nachman meant when he said man tan arba shomerim was not who's the Tana that holds there are four shomerim, but who is the Tana of the Mishnah that begins with the words arba shomerim? Man Tana, who is the Tana of the Mishnah of arba shomerim? It's Rameir, because Rameir holds that a soicher is like a shomer soicher. We know Rameir holds just the opposite. Time we went to Bryce, a soicher, keitzim eshalim. What does a soicher have to pay? What are his responsibilities? Rameir says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he pays like a shomer soicher, meaning we heard just the opposite. The Rameir holds that a soicher is not a shomer soicher. Fakir is a shomer chinam. He's not the Tana of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman said this in the name of Rabbi Baravua, and Rabbi Baravua ipcha ktani. He had a fakir to Gersa, if you remember from Perek HaKoines, right? Whenever this Shiloh comes up, there's always two versions. What Rav Meir holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds. So obviously, Rabbi Baravua held the opposite version. Ihachi feik the Gemara, oi bazoi, arba shloishaninu. Now this Ihachi is really a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says arba shomerim, and then you lay out three sets of laws, right? The soicher is either the shomer chinam, or he's the shomer sachar. So is it four? Is it three? Pash the teretz. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Bagegin from Nachman by Yitzchak. He said dalit shomerim v'dineyem shloisha. There's four physical shomerim. As it relates to the laws of these shomerim, there's three sets of laws. Zoktuma hu raya. He was a shepherd. He was watching animals at the bank of Nahar Papa. Sharig chadaminayu. One of these animals slipped, the Nuflis Lamaya, it fell into the water, and it drowned. So this Raya came to Rabbah, and he wanted to know, am I responsible? I'm not responsible, meaning I was just doing what shepherds do. And it slipped, and it fell. What's the halach? Upatri. Rabbah said, you're potter. Omar, he said, my habalei l'mabad, what was this person supposed to do? Hanotar kidinatri inchi. He watched this animal the way people watch this animal, and as a result, he's potter. Rashi, the inze aveda elo oynes. Now to be clear, this raya, like most shepherds, was a shomer socher. He was getting paid, right? This is his job. So he's getting paid to do this. A shomer socher has to watch a shmira meula. So really, the question that was asked to Rabbi was, did this person do a shmira meula? Like, did he do an appropriate shmira or not? Now, it's not his fault that the animal slipped into Nahar Papa, but at the same time, if he wouldn't have maybe been so close to the ledge, it wouldn't have happened. So Rabbah said a major landmark psak, as we're going to see, it's one of the big sugyas here, in Dalet Shomer. And that is that a shomer has to watch the way people watch. I mean, if this was your own sign, what would you do? Yeah, you'd go for a stroll on the boardwalk by Nahar Papa, Mechatesa, you wouldn't do that. So if you're a shomer, you have this abagarech, you have a right to do that. And if it slips and it falls into the Nahar, okay, my havalei l'mebad, and if that's the case, the halach is, you're going to be potter. Meaning, so kedai tachamina, we'll see, there were those that were chaylik and rabba, that it could be, no, a shomer can't just watch the way people watch. You have to do more. You're getting paid. You're a shomer. There's more expected of you. Kamesh Malon, the big words. Hanotik edanatri inchi. And that's enough to say that anything that happens beyond that, was already out of your control. Right? Once you do your shmir that you have to do, whatever happens after that makes you an oinus. That's what Rashi says. Also, notice how Rashi says ve'in zaveda. What was the Havamin? It's an aveda. It's not an aveda. Teretz says aveda doesn't mean aveda. Geneva doesn't mean geneva. In the literal sense, it does. But it's a simon for the level of shmir that the person has to do. In zaveda means you didn't violate your level of shmirah ki'ilu in the event that it would have been lost. Ella oinus, you did everything you were supposed to do, and as a result, anything that happens beyond that is going to be treated like oinus. So who said this? Rabbi said this. Amalei Abaya says, Grace of Tamar Abaya said, Ella miyato ibazoi, Ola masa b'idna da'ili inchi, Hoche nami depater. What would be if somebody watches sheep, and he watches that in the midbar, and then he goes in during the time that people sometimes go in, and something would happen to one of the sheep? Would he be pater? You would think, no, you're a shomer. How could you just go in? But I'm doing it when people do it. So I was not the kid that not re-entry, right? If my own sign, I may do that. So maybe a shomer should be allowed to do it as well. Amalei told him, yes, if you do that, it's going to be okay. Gana purta b'inna de gana inchi. Hachin ami de pater. He said, what would be if he takes a nap, right? People take a nap sometimes during the day. So what would be if he would take a nap and something would happen? You would say, it's okay. Amalei, yeah, absolutely. You're saying good abaya. Yeah, 100%. I mean that, and I mean that. If a person is not the kid that entry, that's enough. Even a shoy mesacha doesn't have to do more than that. Faith the Gemara Esme, I'll ask you a kasha. Eluheim Oinsin, and this is a Tisefta here in Perakashoyo. The following are a list of Oinsin, Shoy Mesacha, Potter Aleyan, that a shoy mesacha is Potter, Kigoin. And this is a pretty dramatic example. It's a pasuk in Perakiv, but the gist of it is Vatipol Shva Vati Kochim. Shva comes and takes them. That's an arim. Hikulufi chorev. And mamish, it was like a massacre. The imolter rakani levadi lahagiloch. And I'm the only one that survived to come and tell you what I'm about to tell you. Bottom line is, this was like a serious oinus, Rachmana Litzlan. It sounds like this is the only time it's considered an oinus. Amaleis, he told him, Hasan b'chazani masa. That Tosefta is not talking about a regular shomer sachar, like a shepherd who's watching someone's sheep or someone's beged or whatever. We're talking about someone who's being paid to watch the city. If you're getting paid to watch the city, then already it's different. Rashi says, two lines from the top. Shekol smach anche yohir aleyem, lishmar gufam, umamoinam, and hanu vaday bo netirus yaserta. There I never said my aloch. I'm talking about a regular shoyim mesachar. Esvei noch akasho. And mosnai shoyim mesachar chayev lishmar. How far does a shoyim mesachar have to go? As it relates to watching ad kidei, you have to be mekayim the following pasuk. Hoyisi bayoyim acholani chayev. V'kerech baloyle batitat shnosi meyenoi. So we're going to get back to this later. But this is Yaakov Avinu talking about how dedicated and how loyal he was when he was working for Lavan. And he says, during the day I was out in the heat, then at night I was out in the cold. I mamish didn't go to sleep. What do you see from here? You can't just be not a kid and not 3 inches. You have to overdo it. And we're talking about a shayim esachar. So you see that his responsibility is much more. Amalei told him again, Hasan nami b'chazani maser. Rabbi said, now that halacha, and the pasuk that we're bringing from Yaakov Avinu is talking about Shoymer. Amalei, but he told him, Ato Yaakov Avinu chazen masav. Yaakov Avinu wasn't the Shoymer here. So the Gemara says, it's true. But the Amalei Lelavan, what he was telling Lavan was Hagufa. Natri loch netirusi yisirte kechazanei masav. He was telling me, I was such a loyal Shoymer, I was such a loyal employee, that I mamish took upon myself to watch for you lefnimishur esadin. Mamish like the chazanei masav. Eisfei. Feit the Gemara nocha kasha roya, shayu roya. There was a shepherd that was shepherding. V'niach edroy. And he left his flock. And he came into the city. Bozev. And while he was away, a wolf came, the taraf, and it trampled some of the soil. Ubari. Or a lion came, the daras. We don't say, ilu hayosham hayomatzel. We don't say that this person's for sure responsible. Meaning, it sounds like maybe this person should be responsible. Had you been there, you could have saved. Now, could be, yeah, could be not. But you don't just unequivocally say, yeah. Ella, rather, then we make an assessment. Im if he could be matzah, he's going to be chayiv and lav. And if not, pate be pate. Meaning, we ask ourselves, had he been there, could he staved off this wolf and this lion? If the answer is yes, so then he's going to be chayiv. Turns out that what you did was wrong. And if not, not. Now, what's the Gemara's kasha? Might love the obit in the daily inchi. Aren't we talking about a shomer that went at the time that people usually go in? And afal pikein, what do you see from here? That if he would have been there and could have prevented this from happening, he would be responsible. Why is he responsible? He's an oinus. At the end of the day, he had a right to leave. So if he had a right to leave, he should for sure be potter. Where it says, and she's talking about where he went at a time that people don't usually go. It's for that reason he's a poisheya. Being that he's a poisheya. So we're talking about making him responsible. Where it says, I'm my potter. Then why should he ever be potter? Even if he couldn't have staved off the attack had he been there. Trilasa de Pshia v'soifa ba'ainis chayiv. Why are you not a classic Trilasa de Pshia v'soifa ba'ainis? So the Gemara says, you have to say, it's talking about the Shama Kol Aryeh. You're not Mamash HaPosheya, because talk about when you heard the lion coming, and what did you do when you heard the lion coming? You do what we would have done, Val, and you ran for your life. And as a result, you're not mamish at chilas and b'pshit, but the Gemara says, "Yehachi ebas noi, I'm the noi say." So, what exactly are you starting to assess? So, you're trying to assess if he was Shimshon HaGibor. Maybe he could have what? He could have killed off this line. My havalei the mebat. So the Gemara says, this is old school. Apparently, it's not the first time this happened. What you do is you call your friends, you start whistling. All the shepherds come, and they come with sticks. And I guess that could work. But the bottom line is, you're going to get the Aryeh to go away. So the Gemara says, Yehochi Ebazoi, one second. This halacha is talking about a Shem Mesachar, right? Royeh is a Shem Mesachar. After the Shem Mechinam, Nami. Even if he's a Shem Mechinam, this halacha should also be true. Meaning, it sounds like a Shem Mechinam, the shore's off the hook. It's after the Shem Mesachar. But if there was an opportunity to stave off by calling other Royeh and everybody comes with their shtekins, says the Gemara, that even a Shem Mechinim should have the same halacha. The Amaru Damar is a Abaye talking to Rabbi, right? Rabbi, you're the one that said that Shem Mechinim should have the kind of Rabbi Makos like Gidim Chayev. That a Shem Mechinim that could have done this and he didn't do it is going to be Chayev. So the Gemara says, no, there is a difference. Shem Mechinim, Mechinim. A Shem Mechinim doesn't have to pay anyone to come help him out. Shem Mesachar B'schar. Shem Mesachar has to pay, and that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush in the Roya, the reason we're talking about a Roya is because we're going to assess whether he could have staved off. How could he have staved off by calling Royam Maklis and paying? And that is all computed in this cheshbon that we're going to make. By Shem Mechinim, that's not part of the cheshbon. By Shem Mesachar, it is. And we're talking about a Shem Mesachar as it relates to that as well. The Marsa dot com, Shem Mesachar has to pay. How much do you have to pay? Ad kedei de meyer. You pay up until the value of, meaning don't spend $1,000 to save $500 worth of sheep. That doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, V'heichem atzinu b'shem mesachar shechai bo'insin. I have like a problem with this whole halacha. Meaning, it sounds to me over here like this is an oinus, right? A lion came, and you're going to start calling Royam and Maklis, and you're going to try to see if you can fight it off, or you're not going to fight, and you're noch mechuyev to pay out of your pocket. Let's just ask Kach a little bit more pointedly. I mean, the whole thing sounds a little interesting, but you have to pay to stave off this fight. A viful, you can't stave it off without paying, then we should view you as an oinus. And if you're an oinus, you should be part of it. Right, Shem Mesachar is part of an oinus, and I have to do what I have to do. I don't think me spending money out of my own pocket is part of what I have to do. And if my only way out is by spending money, because that's why we're talking about Shem Mesachar, that's where Chapsa Chanaf Gemir, the Shem Mechinam, so then I should be an oinus. I should be part of it. So the Gemara says, the Hadar Shokul Demei Mivalabayas. And a Chanami. But you're going to get reimbursed. Meaning, it's one of your chiyuve shmir that you have to do this. You don't have to pay out of your pocket. That would violate the spirit of Oynes Rechmano Patre and the fact that Hashem Yisrach is potter from Oynesin. But you're going to get reimbursed, and that's what your obligation over here is. The Gemara says, a papa told Abayo, Yehochi Ebasnoi, Mayahana Lemino. So what Nafkimina doesn't make. Meaning, if you're anyways going to get reimbursed, so how are you helping the Balabayas? Meaning, let the animals just whatever. You're anyways getting reimbursed. The Gemara says, not true. Nafkemina lekushra dechevasa. One nafkemina is, it could be he likes these animals. Right? These are his animals. He knows these animals. These are his trusty animals. So as a result, he wants them. Inami letircha yasirta. Or the nafkemina would be, it's going to be a big tircha to go replace them. Just the replacement cost and just the fact that you're going to have to go through that tircha. So that's where it chapsacha nafkemina. Either way, Rabbi said a big halacha. Halacha that underpins the laws of the Dalet Shleimer. And that is that when we say a Shem Mesachar has to do a Shmir Me'ula, he said it specifically regarding a Shem Mesachar. What does it mean, a Shmir Me'ula? It means you have to be Natak Hedanatri Entry. But you don't have to be more than Natak Hedanatri Entry. So if you're a Raya and you want to walk along the banks of Nahar Papa, that's what people do, you have a right to do it as well. And if during the day, Chevra, shepherds that are watching their own sheep, will go into the city for a little bit of time and then come back, you have a right to do that as well. And if a shepherd will take a nap sometimes, you could take a nap as well. You don't have to be Yaakov Avinu, that was Vatidat Shnosi Me'ena. If you want to take a nap, that's something that's within your right. The obligation is to be not there, Kedenat Rienchi, says the Gemara, that despite the fact that this was Rabbi Shita, not everybody agreed. Rav Chizda v'Rabbi Barafuno, loy sviru lohu, hode Rabbi. They didn't hold like Rabbi. The Amri, they hold, lohochi yav v'loch agra, that the person that hires a Shem Mesachar could always tell the Shem Mesachar that the reason I'm paying you is l'neturi li, Nitirusa Yisirta. I want a better job. I want extra credit. I don't want you to be yoitza with Notaka Danatri entry. In other words, words, this is a major machlokes amiram over here as it relates to the chiyuv shmir. Is it enough to be not to get the nadir entry or no? Faket lahachi. It's for that reason that I paid you is linturili nitirusa yesirta exhale. So we're coming to the very, very end of Perek Hasoicher Sapoyalim, which was in many ways, although there were several digressions, a continuation of the previous parak, which was Asoiches Umnin. So really, the last two prokim deal with the laws of Umnin and Poyolin, which are synonyms of each other. Many, many dafin over here tucked away in Masechtes Bava Metzia. So I think it's kedai to speak out something interesting. We actually had a read bite on this inyan from one of the shirim that we post from the last machzer, Daf Ayin Dalet, but in Beis Medrash Beloy, Agroisa Chiddush. And that is the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Schiros. It's Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin. Says the Rambam, Kiderach Shemuza Baal Abayis Shelo Yigzol Schar Oni. Just like the Baal Abayis has to be sensitive and he can't steal from the Aruman that's working for him, V'lo Yakvenu, and he can't hold back his wages, Kacha Oni Muzer Shelo Yigzol Melechas Baal Abayis. So to the Oni is Muzer that he can't steal from the Melacha that he obligated himself to do for the Baal Abayis, the Yivato Ma'at Mekan, Ma'at Mekan, and, you know, shave off a little bit from here, a little bit from there, U'moitzin kol ha'yoyim b'me'eru, and in the end, it's going to turn out that he's going to waste a good part of his day, and he's going to cause hefsid to his Baal Abayis. Can't do that. Elechayiv ledaktik alatzmei bizman. You have to be very, very medaktik bizman. Sharik pidoi chachomim al brocha revi'a shabarchas amazin shlo yavarech ha'isa. What's the prime example of this, says the Rambam? That we know that benching is made up of four brachas. The first three, amidai reisa, atoy v'ameitiv, was after Churban Beitar. That's only midirabonon. And the Rabbanon said that a poil doesn't make the fourth bracha. Why? Because he's Isaac b'malachtoi. So Chazal was so sensitive with the time that the poil has an obligation to give up to his Baal Abayis from the fact that they were mevatel bracha revius, and the Rambam uses that as the anchor to his Musar Shmuz. And he says that if that's the case, kiderech shemuzer Baal Abayis lo yigzol schar oni, kacha oni muzer shlo yigzol melechas Baal Abayis. And then the Rambam concludes, v'chein chayiv lavoy b'chol koicha. Poyu has an obligation to work for his Baal Abayis b'chol koichi. Sharei Yaakov Atzadik Oma, because Yaakov Atzadik said, ki b'chol koichi avadati asavichem. This is Yaakov Avinu talking to Rachel and Leah and his children and telling them about the way that he worked for Lavan. Lefichach fiyazayis the Rambam, because Yaakov Avinu worked so hard for Lavan, not aschar zois af poyu mazeh, he got his reward even in this world. Shenema, the pasuk says, vayifroitz ha'ish, Ma'od ma'od. The pasuk says, "Va'yifroitz ish ma'od ma'od." Yaakov Avinu had a tremendous shefa, as we're about to see in a second. And says the Rambam, where did that tremendous shefa come? It came from the fact that he worked so hard, that he worked so hard for Lavan. I saw in the shiurim from Rav Meir Alevi Soloveitchik, he said that the Rambam says that the reason that Yaakov Avinu was zoicha to va'yifroitz ish ma'od ma'od is because he said, "Ki b'chol koichi of adati as avichem." Says L'chayre, the reason Yaakov Avinu was zoichet of Ayifrei Tzayish Ma'od Ma'od is because the Ebershter told him, Ufaratzta Yomav Akeid Matzafoin of an Egva. The Rambam has to come up with a reason why he was zoichet of Ayifrei. The Teire, the Ebershter told him, he gave him Avtocha Ufaratzta. Why is that not enough of a reason? Was kich the Rambam, he needs a time of the crow, why he was zoichet to Ayifrei Tzayish Ma'od Ma'od. So Rav Meir Alevi said, "Vayistoy dot zwei dinim in the ufaratzta." He said, "The haftacha from the ufaratzta that was bechuzek. You're going to be a tremendous nation. You're going to go yomotzaf lakeid motzafoyin of an egga." Here, the Rambam's talking about the ufaratzta of the mammonis, the financial ufaratzta that was by Yifroitz Ish Moid Moid. Says the Rambam, that's because Yaakov Avinu said, "Bechol koichi avadate asavicha." But either way, this is the Rambam. So in the previous raid bite, we mentioned that Rav Shmuel Yankiv was medayik, that the Rambam refers to Yaakov Avinu as Yaakov HaTzadik. Shari Yaakov HaTzadik Omar, Binyamin HaTzadik we've heard, but Shari Yaakov HaTzadik, and why is it punked here, in this halacha, that the Rambam HaGadol decided that the right adjective to use to describe Yaakov Avinu, the Bechira Ovis, is as Yaakov HaTzadik, Ayin Shom. But in that shtickle, Rav Shmuel Yankiv says another davar nifla. He says, the Medrash says, and it's right here in Parshas Vayetze, says the Medrash, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Chaviva hi ha-melocha mischus ofis. Melocha, working, is more chavi by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the schus of the ofis. Shaschus avos hitzila mamon. Umelacha hitzila nefashes. You find that schus avos was matzal mamon, but the melacha has the ability to be matzal nefashes. Schus avos hitzila mamon shenemal ekei v'goyma. Umelacha hitzila nefashes Yaakov Avinu es oni ves yegia kapai ro'el ikim. And at first glance, this would sound to be a medrash plia. Melacha. But Gedoyla Melacha or Chaviva Hiya Melacha Mischus Avos. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that you see from the Rambam and you see from the Avoid of Yaakov Avinu what an Avoidus HaKodesh it is to be an Erlecha Poyel. He says to be an Erlecha Poyel is such an Avoidus HaKodesh. B'chol Koichi Avadati Es Avichem. And you see from the way Yaakov Avinu went about this, he says for a person to be a Poyel and every Tenua should be Oiskalta with every Sifkotin and Shulchan Aruch, it's not a Poshtazach. It's Avoidus HaKodesh Mamish. And that's Chaviva Hiya Melacha Mischus Avos. It's so Chavah by HaKodesh Baruch Hu, a person that can work and his work is Oiskalten in Chosha Mishpat. And not just that, it's done on the level of Yaakov Avinu, and a person's in a matziv where I'm not going to say the bracha revius the birchas amazim because I have certain obligations and I have certain responsibilities. He says that melacha is chavav by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it opens up a Pesach to understand the Chazal that say Godel Hanenem Yegia Kapoy Yosem Yoris Shemayim. It's Rav Shmuel Yankiv Kedarki B'Kodesh the way he says it. But the point is, he says Avada Melacha is Melacha Kishmak Achi. But if a person takes Melacha and he does it where he's Oyve B'Chol Koychoy and he does it out of a sensitivity to Hilchas Chosha Mishpat, that Melacha is Chaviva Hiya Melacha Afilu Mischus Avos. But I think it's Kedai. Being that this is the way the Rambam ends his Hilchas Chiras, we're ending Perek Asoichas Umnina, Perek Asoichas Apoyelim, and the Gemara today's daf actually referenced Yaakov Avinu and his Avoida, literally and figuratively, that he did by Lavan, just to talk a little bit about the Pesukim that are in the end of Parshas Vayetze. These are some of the hardest Pesukim in the Torah, certainly the Taich, and get a little bit of a feel, maybe in Pnimius, of what exactly is going on. So the Pesukim really begin in the second part of Parshas Vayetze. So Yaakov Avinu comes to Beis Lavan, he marries Rachel or Leah, and then Rachel, and he works for Lavan for 14 years, and he already has a family, the Shifteka are being born. Says the Pasuk, Vayikasha Yolda Rachel as Yosef. It was after Rachel gave birth to Yosef, Vayomer Yaakov Lavan, Yaakov told Lavan, Shalcheini Ve'elche El Mekoymi Ularetz. We had a deal. I was going to work for you for 14 years. I finished my deal. I want to go back home. I want to go to my father Yitzchak. I want to go to Rivka. I want to go back home. Tano es nashe vasiyula. They give me permission, please, to take my wife and my children. Asher avadati oischo behein, which I worked very hard for you for. Veilecho, I want to leave. Ki ato yodates avidosi asher avaditicho. Because you know how erlecho was and how hard I worked, and now it's time for me to go home. Vayomer elav Lavan. So Lavan told him, im no matzasi chen beinecho, nichashti vayivarcheni Hashem beglalecho. He says, I want to make you an offer. He says, you understand that when you were here, I had tremendous bracha. And nichashti, I did my nichushim, and it's clear to me that it was vayivarcheni Hashem beglolecha. That this was shloike derech hateva, and this was bracha and hashpa that I got because of you. Vayoymar, so he said, nokfa schorcha alai ve'eteinu. Why don't we sit down, let's negotiate a deal, make a proposal. I want you to continue working for me because I want continued bracha. So, make me an offer, I can't refuse. And like this, we'll be able to continue to work together. Vayomer Elov. So Yaakov tells Lavan, Ato yodato is asher avadaticha. He says, you know how hard I worked for you already. You had very, very little. And then when I came, all of a sudden you had tremendous shefa. And Hashem benched you because of me. And now, I'm done. I did my time. I understand. You had tremendous bracha because of me. I want to go back. Vayoymer. So Lavan persisted. He said, Ma'etel loch. There has to be something I can get. Vayoymer, Yaakov. So Yaakov said, Lo yisite li ma'uma. So I don't want you to give me anything. They go back and forth. And finally Yaakov says, you know what? You're persisting. I'll make a deal. And they go and they strike a very, very convoluted deal. The gist of the deal is that Lavan takes all his tzayin and he divides it into two groups. We have the tzayin that are of one color, like the white sheep or the black goats. And we have all the tzayin and the goats that are colored or that are made up of taruvos of colors. Yaakov tells Lavan, I'm going to be a roya for you.
And the deal is going to be like this. Any animal that's going to be born, that's going to be a regular mainstream animal, that you're going to get. And anyone that's going to be azoy geflochten, that I'm going to take. Now, the mitzias is that most animals turn out to be a singular color. So really, what Yaakov was proposing was heavily favored in the interest of Lavan. Regardless, Yaakov says, if you want, that's the deal I'm willing to make. Now, to make it even more difficult, what they do, l'chatchila, is they remove all the animals from the tzayin that already have these spots. Because if you have an animal that spots, just based on genetics, you would think there's a higher probability that it's going to give birth to another animal that's going to have these spots. Either way, Yaakov Mamish, he concedes every little point to Lavan. They go ahead, and this is what they do. And sure enough, the Torah says, that love Yaakov's chelik and all the animals that Yaakov was going to be entitled to did extremely, extremely well. Either way, one day, Vayishma has divrei b'nei Lavan lemar. Yaakov hears that the children, or the chevra, of Lavan saying, Lokach Yaakov is kol ha'shel avinu, me'ashel avinu, osa is kol ha'kovet hazeh. Yaakov gets wind of the fact that Lavan's not happy with him anymore. And he realizes that it's just a matter of time before Lavan's going to come back to him, even though a deal's a deal's a deal. But he's dealing with Lavan, right? So he understood that the good times are coming to an end. So he decided that he needs a preemptive strike. And he started seeing on Lavan's face already as well. And then all of a sudden Yaakov has a nevu, and Abishta comes to him and he tells him, I want you to leave, and I want you to go to your Zayda's house, and I want you to go to the place that you were born, and I'm going to be with you. So Yaakov has this nevuah. So he immediately goes and he calls for Rachel and Leah. He calls them into the field where he's working, and he says as follows: Roya anoichi es pnei avichem. He says, I see the face of your father. It's not the same that it was. I want you to know I had a nevuah. And then he goes on, and he says, "Vatena yedatem." He says, "I want to give you a little bit of context there. You know, kibuchol koichi avadati es avichem." This is the pasuk that the Rambam quotes. "Vavichem heisobi, and your father he chepped with me. Vehechlev es maskurti aseres moin, and there were 10 times that he went ahead and he fooled me. Abavolin the son elikim lahari madi, but I had tremendous shmir al yoin, and that's the only reason that he wasn't successful. And he says, finally, I made a deal with him, and even now I understand that something is not good, and he wants to come after me. And I was told from Shemayim that you have to run away. I want to run away. I want you to come along with me. Are you willing to take the children and come with me to your in-laws? We're going to go now to Yitzchak. We're going to go to Rivka." The pasuk says that Rachel and Leah heard Yaakov out, and they said, 100% we're on board. We're ready to go. So the pasuk says, Vayakom Yaakov, Vayisez Bonav, Ves Noshav, Alagmalim. Mamish, this is a covert mission. He takes the family. He went away towards Arz Kanaan. In the meantime, Lavan was doing his thing with his sheep. And on top of all that, Rachel also stole the trophim, this avodah zarah that Lavan used to worship. Pasuk says, "Vayignav Yaakov a slave Lavan Arami." Yaakov stole the heart of Lavan Arami. Al beli higid loy ki bayreachu, and he didn't tell him that he was running away. Vayivroichu v'chol ashaloi vayokem vayavres hanor. He even crossed the river. Vayosim as pun of Har Gilad, and he started going towards Har Gilad. Either way, vayugad the Lavan by yoyim ashlishi ki baruch Yaakov. It took 3 days, but at the end of 3 days, Lavan was told that Yaakov ran away. Vayikach es echavimoy. And he took with him Chevra, and he took the whole family with him. So the pasuk says, "Vayudav Akrav Derech Shivas Yom." Lavan runs after Yaakov. It took him 7 days, and then finally, at the end of 7 days, he got really, really close to where Yaakov was. The pasuk says that night, mamish, where Lavan is camping, right where Yaakov is, Vayovel Lokim Lavan Arami B'Chaloyin Laila. A malach comes to Lavan in a dream. Vayomer, he tells him, "Yishama lecha pentadabrim Yaakov mitoy v'arab." Be very careful the way you talk to Yaakov. I know you're angry, but be very, very careful. Mitoyv v'adra. Vayasig Lavan es Yaakov. No, Lavan has this nightmare. He wakes up in the morning. He goes Vaikner. He finally comes to Yaakov, and he tells him, "Vayomer Lavan leYaakov, ma asisa? What did you do? Vatigna v'eslevavi, you stole my heart. Vatinayges benoisai kishfuya ischarev, and your mama, she took my daughters, and if you're taking them into captivity, lama nachbeisa levroyach. Why would you do this? That Tignoi Vaisi, you were going to my das. Fly, you got it to leave. Why didn't you tell me? You should have told me you wanted to leave. This is loving at his best. Vashalechacha besimcha. I would have let you. Would, you know what an entourage you would have had? Ubeshirim, betoif, ubechiner. I would have made you a sudas preda. You should have told me. I understand why you had to go. Vloine tashtani lenashik lebonel of noisna. You didn't give me an opportunity to kiss my sons and my daughters goodbye. Atas skaltas. Give a kick what you did. You created this whole mess. Why do you have to do this? And then he tells him, I'm very upset. I'm very disappointed. And really, I should take revenge from you right now. Yesh le'el yodi lasis imachem ra. But you're lucky. And the reason you're lucky is because ve'leikei avichem emesh omer alai leimar. Because I had a dream last night. And in the dream, I was told, yisham alacham midaber im yakov mitoivad ra. I was told that I have to be very, very careful. So he tells him like this. Nu, va'ata holoi chalachta. Nu, you're leaving. It is what it is. But I have one thing that I don't understand. Why do you have to take my avodah zarah? To add insult to injury, you had to take my avodah zarah. He says, I'll be honest with you. As it relates to your first taina, shirim, tupim, kiner, bimchailis, let's be honest, we've been doing business for a long time. We know each other very, very well. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses. That's not exactly how it was going to play out. Now, as it relates to the fact that you're saying that I stole the trough and I stole the avodah zarah, ima shatimtza esaleihecha, I didn't take it. And not just that, I give you permission to search. And whoever it is that you find that has it, and these words came out of the mouth of Yaakov Avinu, lo yichyeh, he shouldn't live, maskin. If someone took it, lo yichyeh. And of course, we know the rest of that story. And Yaakov allows Laban to search, and he searches, then he comes to Rachel, and Rachel says that, ki derech noshemli, I'm sorry, I can't get up, right? The goyin said, because the Gemara says Avodah Zarah is Matama Kenida, so she wasn't even lying. She was sitting on the Avodah Zarah, and as a result, it was Taka Oderech Noshemli. Either way, Yaakov continues, and he tells Lavan about how hard he worked for him. It was already 20 years at that point. For 20 years, I worked for you so hard. I understand why you're giving me a hard time. He says, I'm asking. And they end up making a deal, and they put erect this big stone. Yigar Sadusa, he called it Galeh. A lot of mysterious things going on over here, and they each go in their own way. Anyway, this is the parsha. Again, it's a hard part of the Torah, even though it's parsha's Vayetze and the Kindlech learned it in Yeshiva, but it's still a little bit hard to follow everything that's happening over here. But the gist of it is that Yaakov worked for Laban for 20 years. B'chol koichi avadati es avichem. The Rambam uses Yaakov as his mashal for the poil in the sugyas of Asoicher as a poil. How exactly it's supposed to be done. And then Yaakov leaves in the middle of the night. He leaves in a covert mission. Laban catches up to him. They have this exchange, the trofen, the p'tira of Rachel. And eventually they make some sort of covenant between each other that we're both going to respect each other and we're going to both go in our own direction. It's Yidua that the Vilna Goyen said, and this Goyen comes from his Pirush on Tikkunei Zohar, that the whole story here between Yaakov and Lavan really is laced with Maisa of a sin and Labanim that would play itself out again. It would be Chayzev and Neir when the Yidim would leave Mitzrayim. And the Yitzia of Yaakov Mibetz Lavan had a tremendous Shaychus at its core to the Yitzia of Klai Yisroel Mibeis Lavan. And the guy went on and he gave remez after remez after remez, and he says that's why in that Gadol we say Arami Yovedavi, that's where he's supposed to start from, because really the Maisa of a similar Bonim of Yitzias Mitzrayim begins with the fact that Lavan left Beis Yaakov. But I just want to tell you a Dover Niflo. I'm going to end with this, and this is in the Hafla. It's Be'ikir in Ponim Yofis in Parshas Vayetze, but if you have the right edition of the Ponim Yofis and the Malakit, all the different places that the Hafla talks about different things that are related to any particular shtickle. So really, it's Malukit from the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Hafla and from different places. But Al-Kopanim, the Hafla goes in a little bit more to the Pnimius, the Kishkes, of what exactly is happening when Yaakov Avinu is working so hard for Lavan and when he leaves Beis Lavan again. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechira of us. He's a poil. That's what he is. There had to be a little bit more that's going on during these 20 years that Yaakov Avinu was working by Beis Lavan. So he says a Davar Nifla. And that is, we're all familiar with an idea that's espoused very much in Sifri Kabbalah and Sifri Chassidus. And that is that a Yid's Avoida in Golos as a Yachid and Klai Yisrael's Avoida in Golos as a Rabbin is to remove the nitzotzes of Kedusha that are caught in the klippas.
So this is way above my pay grade. But the way the Sifrei Chassidus describe this is that when Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, there were nitzoitzes of Kedusha, the Kedusha of Adam Arishan Kedem Achet, and there were sparks in it that scattered all over the world. And those sparks make up the Koyach Hachiyuni, the source of life for the Klippus. Right? Klippus is just a Chassidish way and a Kabbalistic way of talking about Tumah and evil. Meaning, evil can exist unless it has some nucleus, it has some shayrish of Kedusha. Nothing can exist without Kedusha. So really, in order for there to be evil in the world, and in order for there to be any Ra and any Tum in the world, it has to be that the foundation, the shayrish of it, is Kedusha. And the Kedusha of all the evil in the world are these sparks, these nitzaitzits, that came about and scattered all over the world at the time that Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas. The Sfar Makdoshim say that there are Reish Peches Nitzoytzes that scattered at the time that Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, and it's the gematria of Mitoiv V'Adra. Mitoiv V'Adra is the gematria 288 with the Koilel, and that's the Eitz Hadas that was Mavchim between Toiv and Ra, and that's the Yisoyed of what Nitzoytzes are. So what does it mean that the Yir of the avoid of the Yir is to remove these nitzaitzes, and the avoid of Klai Yisrael is to remove these nitzaitzes? The avoid of the Yir is to go through Golas, and that's what Klai Yisrael has been doing. And we've gone from place to place, and we've, through our Limud HaTorah, and through our mitzvahs, and through the actual exile, we've removed nitzaitzes from all these different places that we've gone to. One of the Mar Mekoymus for this Indian of Nitzayt. I mean, it's everywhere. It's every single page and every Chassidish Sefer. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in the Dover B'itay Ma Toiv Digaway says this in Parashas Vayigash. He says, Ulahaskel al Dover Akdim Imre Kadosh Hu Reb Shimon Bar Yechoy V'Anshei Soidoy She'amru Ki Tama Golias. The reason that we're in Golas is Hu Levare Chelkei HaKedusha HaMefuzorim Ba'anfei HaKlipa. It's to remove all the Chelkei HaKedusha, what we know as Nitzoytzes, from the Anfei HaKlipa, from the Tumah. And he says that what was the place that had the most Tumah, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, was Mitzrayim, it was Milei Gelulim, it was Shtuf Ezima. And with the Yidu and Mitzrayim, what was their Avoida? Their Avoida was to remove all the Nitzoytzes of Kedusha from Mitzrayim. They succeeded in doing it, and that's the Oymik, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And what Chazal meant, what they said, Vayinatzlu, right, when the Yidden, they went and they removed everything from Mitzrayim. What does it mean they removed everything? Mamish, there were no fish left in the water. And the oimik of it was is that they removed all the Nitzoytzes, all the Kedusha. And it brings from Darizal, that Darizal said that it's for that reason that the Torah says the Yid's not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Why not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim? Because the whole Siva for Golas is to be mildly Nitzoytzes. And if there's no Nitzoytzes left in Mitzrayim, what are you going back for? You're going to be in Mitzrayim? In Golas, there's an Indian of being mildly Nitzoytzes. But if there's no Nitzoytzes, but that's the Indian. The Indian is that Golas is rampant, and all it has, it's all these different Nitzoytzes that you have in Golas, and the void of the Yid, and the void of Klai Yisrael is to be mildly Nitzoytzes and return them to Shiroshai. And by doing that, what you do is two things. Number one, you mechazik the Shirish, because you bring back these Nitzoytzes. And number two, what you do is you deflate the Tumah. Because the Tumah can only exist to the extent that you have these Nitzoytzes there. But the minute you remove these Nitzoytzes, at that point, the Tumah is no longer going to be able to exist. So with this little Hakdama, says the Haflan upon him Yofis, that you want to know what was going on when Yaakov was in Beis Lavan. He says, what Yaakov was doing in Beis Lavan is he was trying to be moitzi the Nitzoytzes of Kedusha that were in Lavan. And he says, because you do in Sifrei Kabbalah, as I state in Haflan, that Lavan was the Shirish HaKlippah. So from all the Klippas and all the Reish Pei Ches Nitzoytzes that there are, the Shirish HaKlippah was Lavan. And he says, which Klippas or which Nitzoytzes did Lavan have? He said, he had the Nitzoytzes of Chachma and Das. He had Chachma and Bina. And he says, the reason the klippa of, and the Nitzoytzes of Chachma and Bina would be the Shoresh HaKlippas, because where did the klippas, where did the Nitzoytzes really come from? It comes from the Chet of the Eitz HaDas. Das comes from the Zivug of Chachma and Bina. So you have Chachma, and then you have Bina. What comes afterwards? Right, that's Chabad. It's Chachma, Bina, and then afterwards you have Das. So the Chet of the Eitz HaDas, which is the shayrish of all these Nitzoytzes, which is the shayrish of all the Klippos, it's Bishroshay Das. Das comes from Chachma, Bina, and Lavan had it in Chachma, Bina. Remez L'davar, Lavan is Lamed Beis Nun. Lamed Beis are the Lamed Beis in the Sivas HaChachma Kiyudua. And the Nun is the Nun Shari Bina. So just to understand this a little bit better, what does it mean Chachma and Bina brings Das? He says Chachma is Mikoyach HaZachar. It's Mitzad HaZachar. That's Pshat in the Gemara Masech Tzumot Av Samach Vavam Beis that says in Chachma Leisha. Bina is Mitzad HaNakeva. That's Pshat in the Gemara Nida Daf Memheim Beis, where the Gemara says that women have Bina Yaseira. So the Zachar of Chachma and the Nakeva of Bina, so what do they beget? What they beget is Das. Lavan had the klippa of Chachma and the klippa of Bina, the klippa of Zachar and the klippa of Nekeva. He says that's the oimik. That's the oimik of Arami Oved Avi. And we know that Paroi Lo Gazar Ela Al Hascharim, but Lavan was Bikesh Laker as Hakol. He was Bikesh Laker as Hakol. He wanted to be Oiker Sai the Zachar, which is Chachma, and Sai the Nekeva, which is Bina. What was Yaakov Avinu's Avoida? Yaakov Avinu's Avoida was to try to unlock it. His Avoida was to try to take out these Nitzoytzes of Chachma and these Nitzoytzes of Bina. Says the Hafla, that Yaakov Avinu was Matzliach, but he was only Matzliach L'chatzon. He was only able to accomplish half. He was able to remove the Nitzoytzes of Chachma, but he wasn't able to remove the Nitzoytzes of Bina. He removed that Nitzoytzes of Chachma. He was able to remove the Lamed Beis, but he wasn't able to remove the Nitzoytzes of Bina. He wasn't able to remove the Nun. He says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. That says, Vayignoiv Yaakov es Lev Lavan Arami. He was able to ganve back the Lev. He was able to take the Lev of Lavan, the Lamed Beis Nesivas HaChachma. That was something he was successful in. But as it relates to being able to remove the Nun, that was something he was able to do. And because he couldn't remove the Nun, so what happened was they had no choice and they had to figure out another way to unlock the Nitzutz of Bina. So how did the Yidin had Klai Yisrael unlock the Nitzutz of Bina? They went to Mitzrayim, because that's where the Klippa went. The Klippa went from Lavan and went to Mitzrayim. And when they went to Mitzrayim, that's where it was. And why was it in Mitzrayim, says the Hafla? Because Bina is Nun, it's Nun Shari Bina, and it went to Mitzrayim, which had in it the Nun Shari Tumah. And that was the place where the Nitzutz of Nun Shari Bina was existing. It was Nun L'Umas Nun. So what was Paris Avoida? Paris Avoida was to, number one, maintain the Nun Shari Bina, but then he already had Shlita on. Paris tried now to take from Klai Yisrael back the Nitzutz of Chachma. Yaakov had already taken it from Lava, but now Paris trying to get it back. So says the Hafla, that's why you find by Paroi that Paroi was like Gazar El Al Ascharim. Right? Lavan was Bikish Lakar Sakoil. Lavan's Avoida was, he's fighting Yaakov, Sai on the clip of Chachma, Sai on the clip of Bina. But when it came to Paroi, he already had the clip of Bina. And really, what was he fighting? He was trying to take back the clip of Chachma. And that's the Oymek of Paroi, like Gazar El Ascharim, because that's what he's trying to get. And the Hafla says what the Goyin says. That's why we say Arami Ovidavi. That's the Hemshah. Harami Yovidavi, and the embassy is Yaakov was Matzliach. He says that's the oimik of him, love and garity, Vitari Misa Shamarity, that I was able to overcome. I was able to steal the Lamed Beis of Zivis HaChochma. Ablamais, and I wasn't able to get everything. And because I wasn't able to get everything, so that's why at the end of the day, the Yidden had to go to Mitzrayim. So the only reason the Yidden have to attack or go to Mitzrayim, right? Why did the Yidden end up in Mitzrayim? They end up in Mitzrayim for one reason and one reason only. That's because Yaakov was Matzliach, but he wasn't able to accomplish everything. One of the things that the Hafla says is a Dover Nifla. You may remember this. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Shor Shenogach Tal Vehe, Taflam Etes Amid Beis, Tanu Rabbanon, Shor Cheres Shoyt Vekotin Shenogach, a Shor that's a Cheres Shoyt Vekotin, that's Shtoises, Rabbi Yaakov Meshalim Chatzin Ezek. Rabbi Yaakov has to pay Chatzin Nezek. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov, my avid day. What did Rabbi Yaakov do? Right? Why is Rabbi Yaakov paying Chatzin Nezek? Eleima, good edit, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says you have to pay Chatzin Nezek. So the Hafla says, Shomati, I heard B'Shem Mekubalim. That the Mekubalim said that that Havamin of the Gemara is a remiss to Rabbi Yaakov, as in Rabbi Yaakov Avinu, as in Rabbi Yaakov Atzadik, Rabbi Yaakov Meshalim Chatzin Nezek. Rabbi Yaakov, Avinu was Matzliach in Chatzin Nezek. He was able to take out and unlock the clip of Chochma, which Pari would fight Klal Yisrael to try to get back. But as it relates to the clip of Bina, that's not something that he was able to do. But Ar Chaim says a Dov Nif, we're going to end with this. He says, the flaw that is, that the way it works with a klippa, if you understand it, is the klippa is Tumah. Tumah could only exist if there's Nitzoytzes of Kedusha. So as long as you have the Nitzoytis of Kedusha, the Klippa could exist. But if you remove the Nitzoytis of Kedusha, now the Klippa is gone. Which means the way you mevayer the Tumah is by removing the Kedusha. So listen to what he says. He says that really it works almost in a counterintuitive way. You have Tumah. This Tumah in the Welt. That Tumah, as Tumah as it is, but it has an neshama of Kedusha, right? Like Chaim Volozhiner says, the head of Esav is buried in Ma'aras HaMachpelah because he's shrosha b'Kedusha. The shayrish of the Tumah is really Kedusha. What happens when a Yid comes? He removes a little bit of Kedusha. He removes a little bit of Kedusha. He removes a little bit of Kedusha. As he removes the Kedusha, he's doing his Avoida. But you know what happens is now the Tumah has less Kedusha in it. It still exists because there's still Kedusha, but there's less Kedusha. And because there's less Kedusha, so the Tumah gets worser and worser and worser, right? It gets much. It's poiches v'hoilich. It's really moisa v'hoilich. What you're doing is your avoid is not shayach. You're removing the netzoitzis, which is the avoida, which ultimately will seal the fate of the klippa. But the process works in the wrong direction, right? Usually, if you're making progress in something, so you're getting closer, you feel better, it's getting easier and easier and easier. It's just the opposite. It gets worse and worse and worse. The reason it gets so teeth, the reason, and pasha, it gets worse and worse and worse is because there's less Kedusha. Enough Kedusha that it has a pulse, but less Kedusha. And as a result, the Tumah gets more disgusting and more disgusting and more disgusting. Says the Haflah. That's why, if you look at Lavan, Lavan, when he meets Yaakov the first time, Kishtim, Lavan, he's not Shal, my Taira, Edim, everything is good, everyone's. But then Lavan, he says, throughout the narrative, is getting worse and worse and worse. Why? Because Yaakov is being Matzliach. Because Yaakov is taking away some of the nitzots from the clip of Lavan. He's removing Chachma and Chachma and Chachma. And Mimele is becoming more tummy and more tummy and more tummy. He says, think about Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Chazal say, avoid this parach. Right, so it's a Gemara right in the beginning of that Agadah to Gemara is a Masechta Soita that Parach is Miloshim Perach. Initially, they were talking very nice, and then it became Avoidus Parach. And what happened afterwards? What happened afterwards? Moshe Rabbeinu goes, he goes to Paroi, Umeos Basi al Paroi. Right? Not only did he not send us out, but everything got worse. Tichbad avoid al anoshim. Says that for what's the oimik of tichbad avoid al anoshim? Why did it go in that order? First it was perach, and then all of a sudden it's avoid this parach, and now it's in soif, it's already tichbad avoid al anoshim, says that for. The reason it went in that direction is because as the yidin wavaye onchu, and they were krechtsing, and they were davening, and they started realizing, what happened was they were removing the nitzots and all the sparks of holiness and the sparks of Kedusha that are inside Mitzrayim. And as they did that, what happened was there was less Kedusha Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, the clip of Mitzrayim became worse and worse. And it went from Perach to Parach to finally it was at a point of Tichpado Avoido Al Anoshim. It became Mamish so terrible. Because that's the way the clip works. As you remove the Netzoitzes, it gets worse and worse and worse. But says the flow, what happens at the end? What happens at the end? Eventually, you remove all the Kedusha. And when you remove all the Kedusha, then it's Vayinatzel. Then it's empty. It's nothing. There's nothing left. And my heritage just was that it's Yodua. It's Yodua. They say this in Yeshiva. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that Klal Yisrael was going to have to go through all the different Golias. Oh, but the last Golias that Klal Yisrael would have to go to is Golias America. That was the last Golas, that Kleisner as an Ummah, the last Golas would be Golas America. And the Oymik is this Indian. This is Svar Makdoshim 101. Open a Makrois, Gedoilus Chumash, and Mamish. You could do a Geril Agra and a Pasig and a Chaim, and there's a good chance you're going to find something about this Indian. And you find that there's an Oymik over here that the reason we're in Golas is to remove all the Netzoitzes. And that means when Kleisner came to America, it's to remove all the Netzoitzes of Kedusha that are in America, that Mamish came to America dating back to the time of Adam Arishan. When Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, what happened? He had all these sparks of Kedusha that came to America. And Yidden have been living on the shores of America now for a long time. And as we're here, and as there's more Limud HaTorah, and there's yeshivas, and there's Yungalite, and there's Steiging, and there's mitzvahs, and there's chesed, and ma'isim tovim, we're removing more and more Kedusha from the clip of that's America. But you know what happens as you remove more and more Kedusha? it becomes worse and worse and worse. And the Golus of America, whatever that is, certainly a Ruchnius Digger Golus, and becoming very much a Gashmius Digger Golus as well, it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And on the one hand, it's very discouraging, because it feels like what's going on here? There's so much learning, and there's so much Mesiris Nefesh to do the right thing. And the Klippa's Misgaber, and it's Misgaber. The Teretz is, that's true. But the fact that it's so powerful and it's so strong, you know what that means? It means it's at the very end. Because it works counterintuitively. You remove more Kedusha, more Kedusha. We're doing our job in America by the fact that it's getting worse and worse and worse. But the fact that it's getting worse is a sign that we're at the very end, because it's going to go 0 to 60 in the other direction. In 1 second, this clip is going to completely disappear, because we're going to unlock all the Kedusha from the shores of America, and really from the ganze Welt. And when that happens, we'll be zoicha to ubila hamavis lanetzach. There's going to be no more klippis. All there's going to be is kedusha, bias gal tzedek, b'meir b'yameinu. Amen.